Okay, so today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the 12th parak of Maseches Chulin, parak Shilu Achakein. So this is the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird if you want to take the eggs, if you want to take the babies. Shilu Achakein, no agbaritz of chutzlaritz. It applies both in Eretz Yisrael and chutzlaritz b'fnei abayis, v'shlo b'fnei abayis, when the reason isn't in Beis HaMikdash, or b'chulin v'lo b'muktashim, but only to chulin birds and not to hegdish birds. Chomer, b'kisei adam, yishilu Achakein. Kisei adam is a certain chomer over Shilu Achakein, sh'kisei adam no b'chai ba'of, because kisei adam is not only by birds, but by beasts as well. And kisei adam applies whether it's an available animal or not. Vishulach ken in no gel ba'ov. Shulach ken only applies to birds. Vein no gel b'sheinu mezumin. And it's only when it's not available from beforehand. It's just kiyikra. You just happen to come into it. Eizu b'sheinu mezumin. How do we define einu mezumin? Kegon avazav etarnegolim shekinenu bepardes. You have geese or chickens that got out of the owner's house and are nesting somewhere in a pardes. Avalim kinenu bebayis. But if they're nesting in a house, and if you have doves that are living among where people are, so then patur mishiluach, then you're not going to be chayiv in the mitzvah of shiluach hakein. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, of tamei patur mishaleach, a non-kosher bird is not subject to shiluach hakein. Of tamei rovetz al beitzei of tar, if you have a non-kosher bird that's sitting on top of the eggs of a kosher bird, v'tar rovetz al beitzei of tamei, or a kosher bird that's sitting on top of eggs of a non-kosher bird, patur mishaleach, then you don't have to do shiluach hakein. It's only if both are kosher. Kori zachar, if you have a male partridge sitting on a nest, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev. Rabbi Eliezer says it's chayev in shiluach hakein. It doesn't have to be the mother bird. V'cham potter, and the Chum says it's potter. It has to dafka be the mother that's sitting on the nest in order to be chayev in shiluach hakein. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Aleph, we said that shiluach hakein applies even to chutz laaretz, even when there's no beis hamikdash, but only to chulin birds. And we said kisei adam has a chumra over shiluach hakein because it applies even to chayos and even to that which is mezuman, where shiluach hakein only to birds and only that which is eino mezuman. Eino mezuman means like geese or chickens that escape the house and are out in nesting in a pardes. And then Mishnah Beis, we said that a non-kosher bird is pater from shiluach hakein, and if either the mom or the babies are non-kosher, it's pater from shiluach hakein. But we had a machlokas if it's not a mom, it's a dad, whether it's chayv in shiluach hakein or not. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Parak Yud Beis Mishnah Gimel.